We have an exciting event coming to North Platte this weekend. We welcome in Chantel to tell us a little bit more. Chantel, thank you for taking time for us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about Kids on the Bricks. It's coming up this weekend for another year.
It is. So we are hosting Kids on the Bricks on Saturday, April 1st. It's starting with a concert at Madison Middle School by the String Beans. That will be from 10:30 to 11:30. And then we'll go to our big main event, which is our scavenger hunt downtown from 1 to 3. And we'll have some other local kid-friendly booths down there. Some of our child care providers and some of our school organizations will have booths down there, as well as games in the street. And we top it all off with a Double Dips ice cream at the end.
Oh, it doesn't get much better. It's a great lineup for you.
It is, yeah. And we've had really good success with this event. We usually have about 250 kids that come out every year. And so we're hoping with good weather this Saturday, maybe we'll increase that number.
Yeah. It looks like it is going to warm up for us. But just in case, we move the String Bean concert, so it could be indoors if need be.
That's correct. So this year, the change is the concert will be at Madison Middle School at 10:30. Last year, we hosted it downtown on the Bricks at 5th and Dewey. But just in case it's too chilly this year, we wanted to make sure that they could still set up and provide a good show.
Yeah, this is Nebraska weather we're talking about, so I have to have that plan B in place.
That's right.
So tell us about how long you've been involved with Kids on the Bricks, please, Chantel.
So this is our third year of doing Kids on the Bricks. Kids on the Bricks is a community event that's put on by Communities for Kids. The main goal of Communities for Kids is to bring awareness and help with the child care crisis that we're kind of seeing in Lincoln County right now. So we are running out of child care spots and there aren't enough available for everybody that needs them. And so we really wanted to bring awareness to that and then do what we could to kind of bring about a fundamental change in that.
Sure. And Chantel, if folks want to participate and they can't make it to this week's fun activities, how can they learn more?
So Communities for Kids does have a website. So you can Google that. There is a place on there to donate. We are a nonprofit. And so that money goes towards providing early learning scholarships for low-income families in our community, and then also assisting the child care providers with opening up more spots.
Awesome. Chantel, anything else you'd like to add?
I do want to also mention that this year, something that's new is that the Kiwanis Club is coming down to serve pancakes, so we will have food available this Saturday.
Best pancakes you're going to find, too.
That's right.
And Chantel, what are the hours for Kids on the Bricks this weekend?
Kids on the Bricks will be from 1 to 3 downtown.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Enjoy this year's event.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for taking time for us this morning.
Sure.